99.9 Radio USA, Scotty McCreary's latest. See you tonight. It's 6:52, and we're at 43 degrees. It's Scott Hansen, and I have weird news for you. Just ahead of music from the Zac Brown Band, an Indiana couple proved that sometimes women and men are both from Mars by having their wedding ceremony among the candy bars at a supermarket in their hometown. Ashley Trader and David Lemon had always dreamed of a Halloween ceremony and decided to exchange vows at the Kroger candy aisle because they both had strong ties to that location. In fact, Lemon pulled an 8-hour shift just minutes after promising to love, honor, and double coupon. The bride wore a dark witch outfit, which had fake blood smeared on her face, while the groom displayed a gruesome homemade wound on his right cheek. The pair plan a more traditional ceremony next year, although we're not sure whether the bride will wear paper or plastic. How about this one? An Iowa man is facing charges after kicking his friend's butt because she threw away his butts. Butts being the tail end of used cigarettes, cigarette butts. He was saving them to finish smoking them at a later date. The man, whose name was not released, had collected a bag of discarded cigarette butts from the street before going over to his female pal's house to hang out last week. Well, the victim thought the bag contained trash, and she tossed it away, causing the butthead to flip out and break the woman's computer before he tried to choke her. When the victim was talking to an emergency dispatcher, the suspect reportedly grabbed the phone away from her and threw it off the balcony. He fled the scene, and he's still at large, probably out picking up more cigarette butts. And finally, Swedish motorists who were stuck in hour-long traffic jams last week have somewhere to pin the blame. The culprit? A beaver who was working on a beaver dam. A tree fell across a busy highway near the town of Borensberg and blocked several lanes of traffic. And when cops went to the scene to investigate, they determined it had succumbed to natural causes, namely the sharp teeth of a busy beaver. A cleanup crew was sent to haul away the obstruction, but police have decided not to pursue the toothy culprit. Police Chief Frederick Kilman told a local newsman, "We're not going to be hunting the beaver today. We have other things to do." There's your weird news this morning. It is 6:54.
Get the new 2013.